yeah, for sure, for sure. That's, yeah, getting into all that All-Star and stuff like that. And even the satellite stuff, that SAT PC-32 computer program that ties into the rig and does the rig control for the Doppler. Man, I first got that program, and you have to pay for it through AMSAT. And it's shooting me freaking error messages in German and stuff. And I was having a heck of a time with that. And I even sent an email to AMSAT, and I'm like, this is outdated software. It's got error messages in German. You know, what is this? This is the best thing you guys got for satellite Doppler rig control, you know? And the guy that actually wrote the program emailed me, and he says, yeah, I know it's old software, and I can't get into it and change it because it was running on some kind of system that wasn't available anymore or something. And he kind of talked me through getting it set up a little bit, you know, through emails and whatnot. And then once I understood more of it, you know, the error messages really didn't matter because I wasn't getting them anymore. But, then he went and somehow updated it, and I never got the memo that they updated it after that, and now it's a little bit better. But just you know, I was in computers in high school, and it was binary code, ones and zeros, and it was nothing like it is nowadays. And just the advancement and all that. You look at, like you said, you look at the ham radio operators and the programs that they made and whatnot to control their rigs and stuff. And yeah, I think a lot of the technology kind of evolved from that too. Could even be some of it from aliens, you know? Because how do you fit a computer into a phone?